Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have Scott Sandlin with us. How you doing this morning, Scott?
Kemp, fantastic. Did you have a good 4th?
Oh, I had a great 4th. I was out on the lake and just got in last night. How about yourself?
But ditto. It was a good weekend. Didn't do as much driving as we normally do based off gas prices, but everybody had a good time.
Well, and this is kind of probably a slow week for some of the people in this industry, but you guys had some big news toward the end of last week, and I want to make sure we called and talked about that. You actually acquired Zigraph, which is a, they're solid hardwood producer, is that right?
Yeah, Kemp, they're a solid hardwood producer over in really western North Carolina, not too far from Dalton, not necessarily a quick drive through the mountains, but a beautiful drive from Dalton to Franklin, North Carolina.
Oh, it's Frank. I thought it was Mount Pilot.
that's my heritage.
Okay. Bryson City, and there, don't they have a plant in Bryson City?
Franklin and Bryson City, which yeah. About 30 minutes from each other.
Uh-huh. Okay. And they've got a rich heritage, I guess. They've been making solid hardwood flooring for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, 55 years the company's been in business over there, and going back, I think, in the lumber business back into 75 years ago. But been in the business a long time, and just a lot of great folks in a great area of the country, and we're excited that those folks are on the Shaw team.
This has been a company that, I mean, there was some news last year that you guys had an arrangement with them. So you've been actually sourcing products from them for a little while, right?
Yeah, Kemp, we've been sourcing from them for several years. Last year, the only thing that really happened was when some of the Northeast distribution issues happened. We took over just a small area for them in the Northeast. Nothing major. I think it was probably sounded more major than it was. But they've been supplying us solid hardwood for many years now, and have done a good job supplying us.
So this is, I guess, a little bit of this backwards integration. I mean, here's a supplier that's been giving you great product, and you guys just decided that it looks good. It's probably one of those Berkshire type fits, and so over time, y'all just decided to buy them. Is that right?
Hey, Kim, it's about really almost as simple as that. I mean, we had good relationships with them, and I think the gentleman that owned them, F.B. Bodenheimer, was very concerned about the future of the company. Ended up in the right hands, and you know, when you get in the Berkshire family, as long as you perform, you're in good hands.
Yeah. Now, will this operation take care of all your solid hardwood needs?
Yeah. Well, for now, but but as you know from being around and knowing the folks at Shaw for a long time, as far as our growth and our goals. Hopefully it won't for too many years.
Yeah, and as far as the species, I mean, being over there in North Carolina, I'm sure they've got most of the domestics, but do they specialize in certain species or?
Well, they primarily oak is the majority of their mix, but really one of the things that attracted us to them is they've got a very good mix when it comes to solid, so we again, oak is the primary species, but a lot of hickory and other species that we see expanding and looking at different widths and different configurations and different things. I mean, we're going to focus on really kind of what we started with the Anderson acquisition, and that's heck, nobody does style and design better than those guys, and we're going to try to do the same thing with this acquisition.
So from when you talk about Shaw's total solid hardwood business, when you still need, say, a Brazilian type species, you'll still need to outsource that.
Oh yeah, absolutely, Kemp. I mean, we'll be outsourcing. We'll still, we'll still buy products domestically on the outside. So
okay.
I mean, just depending on the species, and we've got other good suppliers that we work with domestically, but it does, you know, it does kind of, I mean, you know, as you've read and you've written about and heard about, I mean, it does keep us more domestically focused between Zigraph and the Anderson acquisition and what we do at HW. Everything everybody's saying is coming true from a domestic standpoint.
Well, Scott, one of the things I was going to ask you is, you know, when it comes to bringing a company like that into the Shaw fold, you know, it's always a question of how you work out the distribution. Tell me, are you going to continue to sell and distribute the products the way Zigraph's been doing it, or what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Kemp, we're going to we'll continue their current distribution. They've got some great customers, not a long list of customers, but some great customers, some of which most of which we do business with, some of which we don't. And as a matter of fact, I'll be leaving here tomorrow and working with Drew Hash, their president. We'll be going out and seeing these folks and letting them know that we look forward to supplying them and continuing those relationships, because those will be important relationships for us as we go forward to maintain our capacity and the business they were doing.
So it'll be very similar to the Anderson acquisition. You'll have a separate Zig-Graf brand, and you'll continue to maintain that brand?
Yeah, that's our intention. And we know the truth is it happened in the last week, and we've talked a lot about it with Drew and the team over there. We ultimately don't know where it'll head from a branding standpoint, but I don't see that changing just sitting here today. Obviously, we'll take some of those products through the Shaw Direct brands as we do today, but where they have solid customer relationships and so forth, I don't really see any of that changing.
So when you look at the whole Shaw hardwood business, you have your South Pittsburgh plant, which is an engineered plant that is mostly Shaw branded.
Right.
Then you have engineered, primarily Anderson is mostly engineered, so you have that, and that's Anderson branded, sold through distribution.
Right.
And then you have Zig-Graf, which is, I guess they'll be manufacturing some Shaw branded products, which will be sold through your distribution system, but you'll also have the Zig-Graf branded, and it'll be sold through their distribution system. Is that
absolutely right? You hit it. And I guess it gives us the ultimate flexibility through those, and of course Anderson has quite a few plants and Zig-Graf several, but through all those assets, it gives us the flexibility to serve our customers really the way they want to be sold, and whether it's via distribution or via our direct sales force. And what we found out with the Anderson, as we learned over the with the Anderson team, is we can be very successful selling through distribution, as Anderson has done for many years. So it gives us the flexibility to serve them the way that they would, they want to buy.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows that with the builder market being as soft as it is, that the hardwood market has really been hit hard. But I've also, along those lines, when you look at the survey results of consumers, I mean, hardwood is the floor that's dreamed about, the floor everybody wants. So what are y'all's projections as far as what's going to happen in the hardwood business?
Well, and again, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's obviously hurting with the builder business being what it is and retail being soft, but we think the hardwood business is obviously, like, we're bullish on the carpet business and long term, but long term the hardwood business is a business we want to be in and lead. And I think really, Kemp, what I get excited about is I've learned the Anderson team and what they do is the style and design end of it is we don't have to make a 3.25-inch oak and just fuel it into the entry or a strip product and stay on the base end of things. I mean, we can do so many things from a style and design perspective, and I think as we do that, it really dovetails on what you were saying. It allows us to accelerate that business as a product she wants in her home. I mean, you look at the product like we did in Grand Canyon or Old Mill Maple, and the minute you see it, whether you're in the business or a consumer, you want it in your house. And that's what our intentions are. I think style and design sometimes help a category accelerate versus head the other direction.
So I guess you guys have taken this little dip in the marketplace to really position yourself well for recovery, haven't you?
Well, we'd rather business be better.
Yeah.
but we're ready. We're not going anywhere. We're working hard every day, the team around here, to try to get positioned better on the hard surface side of things. And I've talked about that. I mean, we're just we hope, really, for our sake and all of our customers' sakes, that things turn as quickly as they can. But it will when it does. We don't control the economy in this flooring business, and we'll be here when it comes back.
All right. Well, that's very interesting news. You got any more acquisitions in the wings?
No. Do you know of any I need to let Mr. Bell know about? No. We're just like I said. We're working hard every day. We are really excited to have the people I'll tell you, when I was over there last week, just really great people, and that's what our company's all about, is and I think that's what their company was all about, and we're excited to have them on the team and look forward to giving them more to do as we go forward.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Scott Sandlin, who's in charge. He's, I guess, Senior Vice President in charge of the hard surfaces business at Shaw Industries, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.